Welcome to another of our periodic podcasts, 10 Minutes About. This is Scott Hamilton of Lehem News. Today's episode is 10 Minutes About Turboprops. Embraer proposes developing a new generation turboprop. It needs partners to do so, but wants full control. This is obviously a reaction to the aborted Boeing joint venture in which Boeing called the shots. The turboprop marketplace is dominated by ATR, which is 50% owned by Airbus, and De Havilland Canada, which bought the Bombardier Q400 program. China and Russia have homegrown turboprops, and Indonesia once again talk about creating new turboprops. With me today is Lehem's Bjorn Firm, our aerospace engineer and airplane economist. So let's go ahead. The clock is now ticking. So Bjorn, let's start with, what do you make of Embraer's current ambitions?
Well, it makes a lot of sense. If you remember 35 years ago, they started with the turboprop, the 30-seater Brasilia. So they came from turboprops, and they were a major player in that market. And then when they went up into the 135, 145s, and then E-jets, they left that market. And ATR and De Havilland, previously Bombardier, has been left alone in that market, except for some local turboprops in China and Russia. And it makes sense for them to go back there.
Well, I wonder really just how much of a business case there is, because when you and I first went to Brazil in 2015 to meet with Embraer, they were looking at the turboprop even back then. At that time, they said, oh, gee, it would cost as much to develop a turboprop as it would to develop a jet, but the market is so much smaller. And just last week, Embraer came out with its 10-year market forecast demand. And over 10 years, they just see a turboprop market of 1,080 airplanes, which is one-fourth the size of the market for the 100 to 150-seat sector. Extrapolating over 20 years, that's about 2,100 turboprops. And that number hasn't changed since we first visited in October 2015. Also, John Slattery, the former CEO of Embraer Commercial, indicated that just before he left, become CEO of GE Aviation, that they still were having trouble closing the business case. It's reminiscent of Boeing trying to close a business case on the NMA. They just couldn't do it. So how do you see the real demand and the development of a new turboprop that will really give customers an advantage?
Well, first of all, we must understand that a turboprop for Embraer is not a totally new development. They already have the fuselage. They just need to make it a bit lighter, like thinner in the components, but they actually have the fuselage in the E-jet. So it will use that. They have to do a new wing and put on turboprop engines, of course, and do another empennage. But the biggest work and the biggest cost of developing a new aircraft is the fuselage with the cabin and all the systems that sits in the fuselage. So it's, you could say it's a half extra development cost of a new aircraft. That's the first thing. The second thing is they don't have any other way to go, because after they didn't team up with Boeing, they know pretty well what happened if they go up into the segment where Airbus and Boeing is. And Bombardier actually was forced almost to bankruptcy by doing that. So they have to stay where they are. And now they also have the A220, which is competing with over 100 seats.
So what kind of engines are out there? We know that Pratt & Whitney and GE both have been developing advanced turboprop engines, but are they enough to provide the economic double-digit advantages over today's generation of turboprops to make it worthwhile for the customer?
Well, the present engines on both the De Havilland and the ATR is 30 to 35 years old. Imagine 30, 35 years old, and there hasn't been much development of those engines since. You could make an engine easily, which would be 15% better in its fuel consumption today by just using present technology. And that is what Embraer is targeting. They are targeting a new generation engine, which will give them 15% up on the existing aircraft.
What about hybrid, hydrogen, or electric power? You know, that seems to be the soup du jour of the day.
No, I mean, the Embraer has already said that they will not venture into that, because that's all new untried domains, And there is a learning process of 10, 15, 20 years there. And that would basically just cost them money. So they're going to stay at the classical turboprop, and the big gain for them would actually be the new engines.
So is there anything that ATR and De Havilland Canada can do now to sort of head them off at the pass by re-engineering the current ATR and Dash 8 400? Or would they be forced into new airplanes as well?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they need to be forced into new airplanes. The big gain is the new engine. And someone, if it's going to be General Electric, if it's going to be Pratt & Whitney, or is it even Rolls-Royce, someone of these three is going to develop that engine. And that engine is then, to find a market which is big enough to motivate that development, it's going to be offered to all three. So the natural thing is for ATR and De Havilland to re-engine. The thing that Embraer still can have in their pocket to gain market share is that the systems will also be 20 to 30 years newer in their aircraft. But that's less of a gain than the engines.
So who do you think are the most likely companies or countries that Embraer could partner with and yet maintain control of the project?
I think that's most likely India. For instance, I don't think China, because China has the ambition to run the show themselves. Russia doesn't have the technology, and they don't have the money. China certainly has the money, but they would be too dominant in the partnership. India doesn't have the technology, and most likely could bring the money.
All right. I think that's about it, and that's our 10 minutes about for the turboprops for today. Watch out for additional podcasts in the future. We do this on a periodic basis, depending on what the news cycle is of the day. Thank you, Bjorn. We'll be back with us and our audience at a later date.